Cinderella. Cinderella was very sad. She watched her wicked stepmother and ugly stepsisters through the window. They always left Cinderella behind when they went out. They made Cinderella work all day. She scrubbed the floor with a brush and cooked the meals. She slept in a cold, creepy room with bare floors and an old wooden bed. They all had invitations to a royal ball. The two ugly stepsisters ripped open their invitations. They were very excited. "We must buy new dresses and look our best," they squealed. It was the day of the ball. The stepsisters put on their dresses, ready for the ball. "May I come too?" asked Cinderella. "No, no, no," they shouted. Cinderella sat down and cried. Suddenly, her fairy godmother appeared. She had wings and a magic wand. "Do as I say, and you shall go to the ball," said the fairy godmother. "Bring me these things." Cinderella brought the fairy godmother a pumpkin, 6 white mice, a brown rat, and 6 green lizards in a basket. The fairy godmother waved her wand. In a flash, the pumpkin became a coach. The mice were horses. The rat was a coachman. And the lizards were footmen. Cinderella had a pretty dress and shoes. "Cinderella, you must leave the ball before the clock strikes midnight, or the magic will fade away," warned the fairy godmother. Cinderella went to the palace. The prince met her at the door. Everyone thought that Cinderella was a princess. She had a lovely time dancing with the prince. Suddenly, the clock struck 12. "It's midnight. I must go," cried Cinderella. She ran down the palace stairs so fast that one of her shoes fell off. Cinderella ran all the way home. She sat on a stool in the kitchen in her old rags. When the stepsisters came home, they told Cinderella all about the princess. Next day, the prince was very unhappy. He wanted to find the princess. A footman brought him her shoe. "I'll marry the girl who can wear this shoe," said the prince. The stepsisters tried on the shoe. They pushed and pulled. They screamed and cried. But the stepsisters had big, ugly feet. The shoe was much too small for them. "May I try the shoe?" asked Cinderella. Of course, the shoe was a perfect fit. As if by magic, the fairy godmother appeared. She changed Cinderella's rags into the pretty dress. "I have found you at last." "Will you marry me?" asked the prince. "Yes," said Cinderella, and they lived happily ever after. The end.